Hey guys, welcome back. Grow, Glow, and Inspire. You already know who it is. But just in case you don't, it's Karina. Oh, Karina, Karina, whatever suits you best. I feel like some people call me Karina. I feel like the people that I'm closer to call me Karina, like family and stuff. But like my closest people, which is typically, I feel like my dad's family, they have always called me Kari, you know, short for Karina, like Kari or whatever. But as of recently, and it's really weird because I've never shared this with anybody, okay? So as of recently, I've had, I think, like two or three people, and recently, I'm talking about like this month, last month, stuff like that. I've had a couple of people start to call me Kari, and I'm just like, it like catches me off guard at first, but then I'm like, oh, like, I don't know, like, it's kind of tender, it's kind of sweet. It's kind of like, I feel like they're speaking to my feminine, you know, my feminine side and my loving, like they are literally speaking to the most like nurturing, loving, like piece of me when they call me that. And like, I don't know, I feel a little extra like love for them when they call me that. It's like, oh, you know, cause, I don't know. It's just really weird. I've never really had anybody aside from my dad's family call me that. And they've called me that since I was little. So to me, it's like a little special, like, you know, like a little extra, like, oh, hi, you know, nice to see you. Like, I don't know. It's like, hey, Kari, how are you? I'm like, oh. And it's been two people. And interestingly enough, not that it matters, but like, you know, I'm a psychology. Oh, my God. I'm not a fucking nothing right now. I can't even talk. My bad. But I am a psychology major, so, like, my brain, the way my brain works, like, I literally dissect everything, you know what I mean? And not because I want to, it's just how my brain works, you know? Like, I want to take something and I want to fully understand it, and I just want to, I don't know. My brain is just wired this way, so, like, I don't know. I just found it interesting that the two people that have called me that have been guys. And they're close guys, respectful, you know, obviously, like, between Caesar and I, we're mutual friends, you know, so it's nothing weird or anything, but I was just like, oh, I don't know, like, I felt a little extra, like, you know, you were kind of on my shit list, and now you're not. No, they were never on my shit list, I'm just fucking around, but, you know, it's just, like, just interesting, like, how, I guess I would expect it from more of a female, versus a male, but that's fine, like, it's not a big deal, I don't mind it, it's just how my brain works, okay, it's just the shit that, I just pay attention to, you know, like how people talk to me, who, female, male, what respect level, just, I just look at everything, you know, and that doesn't mean you have to call me Kari, like, for me to love you. I love you guys regardless. You're all cool, you know, but I just thought it was interesting. And, you know, speaking of like Kari and like, you know, just the way my brain works and stuff. I was driving right now. I am driving. That's why you guys hear a lot of noise in the background. I definitely apologize about that because I hear my podcast episodes and you can totally hear the background in the back. I should really be recording this like when I'm in a silent place, but this is just where my like creativity strikes. And I feel like because I'm by myself, like it's my car time is like my me time. Like my car time and my bathroom time, that's like my me time. And I know that sounds weird, but that's just like the place where you're just the most vulnerable. One, because I'm driving, like I'm focused. I'm like not thinking about, I'm trying not to think about other stuff. But at the same time, like my creative juices just flow. Like my car space is maybe because it's just like my space, like my vehicle, like my sanctuary, like my car inside smells how I want it to smell. Like my weed is to my right. Like you didn't hear that. I was just kidding for liability purposes. I was just kidding. No, I'm totally kidding. But yeah, I don't know. It's just my sanctuary, you know, and it's like where I'm most creative. And I'm like, I just have to figure out a way of maybe like making some memo notes and then taking it to like a quiet space. So I don't have all that background noise, you know, like I really hate that. But it's just where I flow, you guys. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, I know you guys deal with the background noise because you guys still listen to these episodes. And, you know, I've gotten some feedback from the last episodes, like the weight ones. And I heard I'm a funny ass person. And I am. I'm really funny. I know I hold back a lot because I'm shy and I want to be respectful and blah, blah, blah. But once you really get to know me, like, I'm a funny ass person. And it's just like, I don't know. I have a fucking funny bone. And I really think that's the only reason Caesar's with me, to be honest. I'm just kidding. Or am I? I don't know. He's always laughing with me. Yeah. Okay, not always. You know, we get mad at each other, whatever. I'm still like, excuse me, sir, who are you talking to like that? Like, I don't let him talk to me in any weird, disrespectful way. And if he does, I will get crazy. So he knows this. But other than that, you know, when he tries to get crazy, I get crazy too. So we try to be civil and not be crazy. But like, usually I'm pretty funny, you know, like he's always like, dude, like I'm always cracking up with you. And I'm like, that's why you're with me, because I make you fucking laugh. You're using me for my comedy. Like, what the fuck? I'm gonna start charging him every time he laughs. Like, I'm gonna send him a little pay me, you know, on Apple Pay. Pay me, made you laugh. No, but that's just like, you know, said more. But yeah, you know, like speaking of what I was kind of saying, like the whole Gotti thing and everything, like I picked up my phone and I was like, you know what, I'm feeling really creative. And trust me, like I'm careful. Like I have my phone on, but it's on my lap. Like I'm not, you know, like doing anything crazy while I'm driving. All I'm doing is I just press the button like when I have a chance or before I start the car or whatever. And then I, you know, just it's recording. And while I drive, I usually record. So technically I am safe. It's just, you know, the background noise. I do feel bad about that sometimes, but it's just like, I feel like if I write things down or like I do like a memo and then do it later, like it just doesn't come as natural. You know what I mean? Like I do it like on the spot when it comes to me and I'm like, oh my God, I got to record this like right now. That's why sometimes like they're off, like they're never like on Monday at 5 PM. It's always Monday or Tuesday or like 2 weeks later, you know, stuff like that, because it's just like I allow the naturalness to just kind of flow. Like I'm the type of person, I guess I'm a rule breaker, I guess. I don't know what else to tell you guys. Like if I don't like something and I know I can change it, like I try to do that, you know. And for some things it's good. For the most part it's okay, like it works out well, but for some parts or for some situations, like I really have to put my bullshit aside, and that's the way it is. That's how it goes. That's how it flows. And it's fine. Like, I understand that, you know. But, like, for some things, I'm like, huh, I don't really like that. Like, let's do it this way. You know, like, I don't know why. Like, I'm just like that. I even sound overwhelmed talking about it. But anyways, I guess I'm like, okay, I'm dodging the conversation because I already tried to get into it 3 times and like I keep dodging it because I don't want to cry. I really don't want to cry. I really don't want this to be a sad episode, you guys, but I think it's going to go there. I just feel like talking about grief and like grieving, and I know it's never an easy subject, and I guess like, I'm sorry, if I start crying, just ignore me, okay? I'm going to try my best and my hardest not to, because I know I have to, you know, keep my composure, and I don't want to be, like, crying and driving. I don't think that's pretty, I don't think that's safe. But, you know, like, you know, on the whole Gotti note and stuff like that, I did mention, like, usually my dad's side of the family is who calls me that since I was little. And, of course, my dad's side, my grandmother. I don't know, I guess today, like, I missed my grandma, and I miss both of them. And it's funny because I feel like today, like, I don't know if they were both with me at like one point and then another. I said, no crying. sorry. No, we're not going to do this. They were happy people. They don't want me to be sad. I just felt it was really beautiful, you know, but like, I guess like it's really hard when you remember how beautiful they were, you know, and you can't really like, I get it. And like, I don't want to bring it up to like make you guys cry to think about your loved ones, but sometimes it's okay to remember. And maybe I'm feeling that way because it's like, you know, about to be the end of October, you know, Dia de los Muertos is coming up. And I guess I've just been thinking about them a lot, you know, and I'm not crying. I'm kind of trying to hold it back. I'm really sorry. I really don't want to make anyone cry. Like, I don't want you guys to feel bad. Like, don't feel bad. Like, this is okay. You know, like, it's okay to talk about our feelings. And this is what I want to project onto you guys. Like, I want you guys to understand when you listen to this that, like, this is me. I'm human. You guys see one thing out there, but, like, I'm totally, like, this is who I am, you know? Like, I want you guys to know who I really am as a person, as a friend, as a daughter, like just as everything that I am as a human being here on earth. And by no means, I'm not perfect. Never thought I was perfect. Not trying to be perfect. Perfectionism is not something I would ever want to try to be. I feel like it's one of the hardest things. I know a few people, I witnessed a few people who strive for perfection for everything. And they have a great life. Don't get me wrong. Like, it's admirable. But like some things, I feel like in some areas, they're just not fulfilled. And I feel like people who are perfectionists, like they go and go and go and go, and they're never satisfied with what they have in front of them. And I feel like that's almost, I'm not saying it is a sin. It's not a sin. It really isn't a sin. Or maybe, I don't know. I don't think it's a sin. But it should almost feel, it almost feels like a sin, you know, because it's like, dude, like you're not enjoying what you have in front of you because you're always striving for the next best thing and the next best thing. And I get it. That's not a bad, you know, trait to have. But until, to what extent, you know what I mean? Like, it's cool, you know, be a go-getter, like strive for the best, be the best, you know, that's cool. That's fine. That's respectable. But where does it stop? You know, like, where does it stop? Because sometimes it feels like it doesn't. And like I said, I know a couple of people, like, I've witnessed it. I've experienced it firsthand. And it's not something that I strive for me, myself. All I want is to be, you know, a little oversatisfied. I mean, we can't always just be like, oh, that's, I'm satisfied with that. Of course not. You know, like, yeah, that's fine. Strive for more, strive for better. Hell yeah, I'm all about it. But like, you know, there's like a, you know, like a good, like, okay, you know, don't overdo it. Like, enjoy what the fuck is in front of you, because like, then you missed out on a lot. You know, you missed out on really appreciating what you have and really appreciating who's in your life. And we fail to realize that we're getting older, but not just us, you know, our family members, our parents, our grandparents, our aunts, our uncles. And I just missed my grandmother's today. That's it. I just want to talk to you guys about how I miss my grandmothers. And even though when I think about them, like when once I'm in my car, or once I'm alone, like I fucking bawl my eyes out. But that makes me feel better. Like I just, the other day was really weird because, of course, I was on TikTok. I always talk about TikTok. And, you know, these random shit pops up sometimes and, you know, this one popped up, you know, if you see this, if it's on for your FYP, it's for you, whatever. I always like to listen to this because I'm like, okay, what are they going to say? Like, how random is this? It's just your fucking algorithm. Like, whatever, you know, you think into it. You don't really look at too much into it. You're just like, oh, okay, cool, whatever. But there was this one that like came across my FYP. And I just thought it was interesting because like, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, it just kind of like was a little eerie because it was like, okay, like, this shit's not real, but, like, is it real? Like, I don't know. Like, some things are just kind of strangely, like, connected, you know? And this particular video, it said, someone that has passed feels like a grandmother. And, again, you know, it's just a fucking video. I get that. But it's just, like, the situation that they said, it was kind of like, okay, this is really strange. Like, all it is that I was able to relate to the video, and it just made me feel some type of way. And ever since, I've been kind of thinking about it. And I think that's why I've been so heavy on, like, thinking of my grandma, my grandmas. But one in particular, the one that recently passed away this year. And then the video said, you know, oh, I feel like a grandmother, like, whatever, whatever. I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. And then it said, they want you to know that they were there. You were sitting and you were crying and they were there comforting you. And like, I got chills because like, I remember like, oof, I haven't talked about this. Maybe I'm not ready to talk about it. But like, basically there was a situation where that video, like as soon as I heard it, it took me to this particular situation. And, like, where I was sitting and, like, what was happening, what was going on and, like, just the whole situation, right? It was just so bizarre. And it just made me think of that situation. And I was kind of like, fuck, dude, like, that's wild. Like, it just made me kind of like, ugh, I don't know. It was kind of strange, you know what I mean? But I don't know. Ever since, I've been kind of, like, thinking about my grandmother. And today, I went over to my parents really quick after work to say hello. I hadn't seen them since Sunday, and I'm very like, I need to see my family. That's just who I am. Like, it just, you know, every time I leave, I'm always like, okay, I got the little void filled, you know, like I always feel a little void if I don't see them for, you know, a few days or something. And that's just me. That's just who I am, you know, cause I was raised like in a really close environment with my family. And funny enough, today my mom's like, here, your aunt went to Mexico. She brought back these candies. Take them because if not, I'm going to eat them all. And I'm like, oh, I don't want them. She's like, oh, okay, take them to your house. Like, take them to whoever, whatever, but just take them. And I'm like, all right, cool, whatever. So I grab the candy, and like I look down at the candy, and I'm like, candy, sweet, okay, cool. And I put them in the bag. I put them in the bag. I put the bag in my car. I'm in my car. I'm driving. And then I don't know why. Like, I thought about the candies, and I'm like, I'm craving this. This is what came to my mind, because I'm not even craving anything, right? But this is what came to my mind. I'm craving something sweet, and that's what I heard. And I'm like, huh? Because I remember. I would, before my grandmother passed, we FaceTimed her and we were talking to her, and she just said something to me that stuck with me that I will never forget, like ever. And consequently, I mean, not consequently, see, I don't even know the words anymore. Coincidentally, that's what I meant. Coincidentally. Today I saw those candies, and it had nothing to do with her, but just the fact that, like, what she said to me over the FaceTime, she says something about sweet and something about candy, and like I looked down at those candies and I just thought about her, and like I don't know, like I just it's really weird. I know it's really weird, but I just feel like the whole day, like it just kind of connected with like me thinking of her, and like everything that I did today was kind of like not everything, but like certain things, and I'm just like, oh my God, like I think it's her, like she's finally channeling to like talk to me or like to reach out to me or something, because I feel like she has it. I feel like since she passed, she hasn't. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe it was her religion. Maybe like, she passed and like her religion is very different from mine. And, maybe, due to her beliefs, like we're just not, that's not gonna happen. Because I feel with my first grandmother, with my mother's mom, oh my God, it was such a connection like immediately. And like if you know me, I'm sure I've told you the story of the butterfly. That's why I'm such a big sucker for monarchas, for the butterflies. Because I don't know, it's just something again, like I asked her, please give me a sign, let me know you're okay, let me know that we're gonna be okay. Like I don't know, it was just one of those things. And at that moment, like a beautiful butterfly just flew over my head. And I'm not saying like over, like it just passed, like it was literally flying over me. Like it was just like right after I asked for a sign. And like I'm like, no, that's no, what a coincidence, like no way. And then like I remember I asked again and again that butterfly. And I remember for like a good year after she passed, I would literally see that butterfly everywhere. Like even like if I was parked, like I would be parked randomly somewhere. And I would be scared or like nervous about something. Like I was traveling a lot back then when she passed away. And I remember I would always be nervous before my traveling time, my before the day or the day of. I'd be like, oh my God, should I not go? Like I'm really nervous because I would travel by myself. And then I remember I was being in my car praying, and I'm like, oh my God, Diosito, like should I not go? Like, why am I so nervous? Like I really had to get used to traveling by myself because like I wasn't used to it at that time. And every time I would be in my car praying about it, like again recently to her passing and stuff after she showed me the butterfly, I would be parked randomly, like somewhere in Vista. Like I don't even remember where I was parked, but I remember it was somewhere in Vista. I think I was at a dealership. I think I was gonna go take my car. Or I don't know, somewhere, but somewhere in Vista. And I was just parked in the car and I was like, fuck, like, I was nervous. And out of nowhere, dude, a freaking butterfly flew over my windshield. And it flew twice. Like it flew one way and then another. And I'm like, okay, if that's not a fucking sign, I'm like, was that you? Or are you telling me to go? And I saw the fucking butterfly again. I'm like, all right, I'm going on this trip. Cool, let's go. And everything was fine. It's just my nerves, whatever. But it's just like, I don't know, like I guess the point of today's episode is just like, if you believe in signs and you see them and they're that strong, like take them. And just know that everything's gonna be okay. You're gonna be okay. You're gonna survive. Like, shit is always gonna be hard, but perspective is a big, 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 big thing, especially when we miss our loved ones. It's okay to grieve. Like, grief is, it doesn't have a time limit. It doesn't, like, okay, you're over, you have to get over it. Like, no, grieve as much as you need to. Remember your loved ones. Love them forever and ever. And I send a special hug and a special shout out to my good friend, because I know you always listen to my episodes and you know who you are, and I know you have a very special angel up there. And I send you a big hug, okay? We're not crying. We're not gonna cry. We're not doing that. They don't want to see us crying, you know what I mean? But that's what I'm saying. It's okay to grieve them, but grieve them with love. Let's grieve our loved ones with love, and let's remember them. And like, we love you guys, we miss you so much, but it is what it is. There's, we can't do anything. If we could, shit, I'm sure we would have done it already. But, I love you guys. Thank you guys for listening every time to all my dumb stuff and my sad stuff and just everything. I feel better. I hope you guys are okay. If you're grieving anybody, like, I send you my most genuine love and hugs and everything. And it's okay, you know, it's okay to feel your feels. Just don't live there. You know, it's okay to feel what you feel. It's okay to, like, you know, it's going to be a couple of days, a couple of weeks, a couple of months. But don't allow that to bring you down, because your loved ones still want to see that. Your loved ones want to see you happy and thriving. And that's kind of what I'm getting to. Like, if you've been listening to the last episodes, you know, I've been kind of going through it, right? Like, I've been kind of like in a funk and like, just like, you know, just everything kind of out of whack. And I've been feeling shitty and whatever. And, you know, I recently just started working. I finally got my time filled up. I'm finally like moving again. You know, I don't feel like I'm in limbo anymore. I feel like things are moving again, and I'm pray to God every day. Thank you, God, and like, protect me, and like, you know, just don't let anything or anyone stop me. Like, I just gotta keep going. And I feel like ever since I kind of changed my perspective and kind of pushed myself forward, and you know, maybe it was depression, maybe I was in a depressive funk, but ever since I got over it finally, I feel like I feel the connection again. You know, so I feel like I was blocking the, you know, when they say you block your own blessings, I wasn't just blocking my own blessings, but also I was blocking my connections. I was blocking my, like, I feel like I couldn't connect to my loved ones anymore, you know? And I feel like that made me sad, but I guess it was just like, you're right. Like, you know, when you vibe in low frequencies, like, you block a lot of shit, you know, because they're not able to connect with you. They're not able to interact with you. They're not, just like shit like that. I know this might sound wild, but if you get it, you get it. If not, then respectfully, just, you know, let me be, like, you know, just let me fucking be. Like, don't worry about it. Just skip the rest of the episode. I don't know, like, super respectfully, I really am, like, talking from my heart, like, respectfully, I'm not trying to disrespect anybody, but this is just, like, what I believe, this is how I feel, this is what, you know, I've experienced, but I just feel like now, ever since then, I kind of feel a little more connected, and, like, today, in particular, you know, and I'm just, like, I don't know, are you saying you're proud of me, are you saying, like, finally, like, we fucking told you, like, we got your back, like, I don't know, you know, but something, some sort of connection. So, you know, love your loved ones, miss your loved ones, love the ones that are here. We got to stop holding grudges, guys. Stop holding the fucking grudges. It's not fucking worth it. If people are shitty to you, don't hold grudges. Just let them be in their fucking crap and move on, you know, slowly cut them off. Do what you got to do, but make sure you're peace. Make sure you prioritize yourself. Make sure you're always at peace. Make sure you always feel peace and love and protected and supported and, you know, you know when something's right and you know when it's not. Pay attention to that. We choose sometimes to get dragged through the mud. You know, we choose that sometimes. So let's choose not to. We don't want to do that anymore. We have been dragged through life so much already. Like, we don't need any more of that. We need more positivity. We need more love. We need more support. And definitely support and believe in yourself, because sometimes we'd be like believing in other people and like pushing them to 1,000, and we'd be like, oh, I don't believe in myself. Like, oh, I'm scared or this or that or whatever. So you got to keep pushing it forward, move forward, love yourself, love everything about you, love what you do. And if you don't love every single thing that you do, then it's okay. Just, you know, try to figure it out and move forward to the next thing. But with that being said, guys, thank you so much for joining me today. I really hope I didn't make anyone cry. And if I did, I'm so sorry. I really did that. Happy tears, okay? I love every single one of you. Thank you so much. Respectfully, everything I say, I say with love and respect. I'm not here to offend anybody. I'm just here to like push you guys forward, just like I'm pushing myself forward. Everything I do for me, I want to try to do for you guys. And just all I got to say is thank you for always being supportive, for joining me, for listening, for tuning in. I absolutely love every single one of you. Big, big, big hug. And I wish you guys the best for the remainder of the week. And keep your head up, guys. Keep your head up, even on your hardest days, because that's what's going to help you move forward. With all my love, all my respect, grow, glow, and inspire. Have a beautiful rest of your day, night, afternoon, evening, rest of your week, and tune in for the next episode.